On Mondays, we read from your letters. We begin with our discussion of Virginia Postrel's new book, The Substance of Style, which considers the American trend toward stylishness above all. Ed Wolf from Denver, Colorado, disagrees with the observation that Americans care about it. People on average have little or no grasp of style, he writes. These days, they are sold a package which promises to make them stylish. Take, for example, the Martha Stewart collection for housewares, or Abercrombie & Fitch for clothing, or even designers who are now carried in mainstream outlets. Our discussion on the increase in the number of Americans without health insurance brought in many personal notes. This from Tina in Michigan. My children have insurance through the state of Michigan's My Child program. My daughter has just developed a seizure disorder, and now I am absolutely paranoid that our income level will soon be considered too high to remain in the program. I've actually asked to have fewer hours, which puts our income dangerously low, because I can't afford to buy insurance for my children if we're booted from the program. Others of you raised the issue of catastrophic coverage. Listener Betsy Harden wrote that she was able to get it, but found it didn't exactly cover her catastrophe. My husband and I are both computer contractors and have been self-insured for the past 5 years. We have catastrophic coverage only because the premiums for full coverage were unaffordable. We met our first claim this past summer when my husband required spinal surgery. The insurance paid less than one-third of the charges, and we're being held responsible for the rest. Had we simply put the $350 per month in the bank, we could have paid for the surgery. When we reported that fewer and fewer Southerners are identifying themselves as such, we got a slew of letters from proud, displaced, misplaced, and secret Southerners, including this from Tess Ellis. I grew up in Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., but never considered myself a Southerner until I spent some time with 30 members of a New York family this past Christmas. They were wonderful, warm, welcoming. They were also loud, gregarious, outspoken, passionate. I loved every moment, but I could definitely feel the differences between us, and it was at that moment I realized I truly was a Southerner. You can take the girl out of the South, but y'all can't take the grits out of the girl. Jennifer Swartout wrote about a different kind of identity. I'm a transplanted Detroiter, not a moniker most people would find significant or glamorous, but I think the city you are born and raised in forms your identity so strongly that it's hard to eclipse by simply relocating. Detroit, like many former Rust Belt cities, has a distinctive working-class subculture that I miss very much. And finally, Mike Wayner reminds us that wherever you hang your hat is home. I was born in Milwaukee and was stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi from 1982 to 1987. As time went on, I began losing my Midwest accent, don't you know, and my belief that the world revolved around my hometown. Later, I was stationed in Shreveport, Louisiana, then Wichita, Kansas, then South Korea. My family and I finally settled in Phoenix after I retired from the Air Force. As for when I felt it was okay to call each location home, well, now after a year in Phoenix, we feel like zonies. Although I still get excited about the Packers, and I do admit, though, to going to see the Cards and say that 105 degrees is not that hot.
'Cause any place I hang my hat is high.
Hotcha. We read from your letters every Monday. You can write to us by email at totn@npr.org. Be sure to let us know what town you call home and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Megan Williams, and Susan Davis, with help this week from Evie Stone. Justin Kennan is directing this week. Brendan Banizak is our production assistant, and Joel Riddle and Shannon Mullen are the TOTN interns. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets help from Vince Muse and Chris Nelson. Ellen Silva is the senior editor. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer, and the executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.